Well, here I am again. Maybe I can get this tape full. I'm not for sure. I was beginning to wonder about that other one, but I left it just sort of cut it off so abruptly that I didn't feel like I'd really talk to you any. But I just picked me another tape, as bad as I hated to have to record over it, but I'm know you understand there's some of the tapes that I'm just going to save for, I don't know, that just really has, that means something extra to me, like the last one that you sent with you singing and everything. I doubt if I'll ever record over that and just keep it and play it whenever I feel like it. You'll just never guess what I got in the mail this past week. I got a package from Joe and Carol, and it was a Christmas present. And it on each package that leaves foreign countries, you know, you have to have some sort of a tag saying what it is and everything. And it said it was a pipe on there, so my curiosity got the best of me, Sandy. And so I tore it open, you know, and I expected it to be a nice smoking pipe, you know, like something that you'd buy back in the States, but you would never believe it unless you saw it. It is what they call a mayor's pipe in Germany. It's it comes out of your mouth and then it goes straight down to about your throat, and then it just curves up into the bowl. Well, the bowl looks like a straight toilet bowl with a little top on it and everything, and then the handle on it has looks like a deer horn, and it's just the cutest thing, and it really is a good looking pipe. And the guys that I've showed it to just really went into fits about it. They told me to write my cousin and see how much the thing cost, and for them to for Joe to send them one. But I tell you what, it just really surprised me that Joe and Carol would think of me and send me something like that. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find anything to send them or not, but it just really tickled me to death that they did think of me and send me something like that. And I just hope that they don't think bad of me for opening it up before Christmas. But the ones from John and Helen, and the ones that I get from you, and if I get any more before Christmas, I doubt if I'll open them, but just wait till Christmas and open them then, because they'll just have that much more meaning to me. But I don't know, I guess I'm just still a kid at heart. But really the biggest Christmas present that I could ever hope for this year is just you being okay and the baby being okay, because I don't know, that just means so much to me. I just can't begin to tell you, Sandy, how much that I'm gonna feel towards you now and the baby. It just really tickles me to death sometimes for me to sit back and watch myself and just remember what I've been thinking, you know, and some of the dreams I've had about the baby and everything. And some of them dreams are, oh, you'd just, you'd laugh yourself silly. So, Sandy, the three books that you sent me were just really good. I've read all three of them now, and I just really enjoyed them all. And the one about peanuts, it's really a good book. I mean, it's humorous, and it tells you, well, it informs you, you know. I guess that you've read it and pretty well know what I'm talking about. But I sure did enjoy them, and just I want you to know that I really did appreciate them, and I think that they were just real good. You know, the more I rewind this tape and listen to what I've said and everything, it's going to be a holy wonder, I guarantee you, if you can get anything out of these two tapes that I've sent about anything that I talking about. It seemed like I just sort of ramble about one thing and then go on to another and then come back and then just pick subjects here and there. But I don't know, it seemed like it's pretty hard for me to really get a train of thought, although I do have a set of notes here that I've been going by. But I seem to think of something, you know, and decide I'd talk a little bit more on that subject. We had to get shots the first of the week, and the only thing I got was a smallpox shot, and it took a little bit, but as far as really hurting or anything, it hadn't. It's itched quite a bit, but it's beginning to look better now and go down. We have this new milk plant, and I tell you what, Sandy, it is really nice. We got to go through it here a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, it's just really intricate. They send everything that goes into the milk. It's filled milk instead of whole pasteurized, but it, as far as taste, you can hardly tell the difference between the taste of it and regular milk, but it's really good. It beats the heck out of all the Kool-Aid and tea that they've been serving us there at the chow hall. The only bad thing about it is the ice cream, and the ice cream, it doesn't really have any good flavor to it. It tastes like frozen whipped cream or something like that. It's not sweet enough, I don't guess, but it's really about the farthest thing from being ice cream that you'd want. We've been going down there, and they pasteurized their water before. It becomes to goes into milk, what I'm trying to get at, and it takes all the chlorine out of the water, where all the chlorine, or all the water over here is full of chlorine. That's not even funny. And we've been going down every week and getting our supply of water for the office. And boy, I tell you what, the coffee down there now is just really worth drinking. Doesn't have the chlorine taste or anything. And the men down there at the plant, they're mostly Americans, and they're trying to teach these Vietnamese what to do. And so far, they did a pretty good job, but they still say that they're the dumbest people that they've ever come up against, even dumber than all the niggers in the world. And I can pretty well agree with them there. But I just really am glad that they finally got in a plant, you know, that would produce milk and everything.